They are two separate exhibitions, Cats in Art and Dogs in Art. And it's just been one of those exhibitions I've always wanted to, or pair of exhibitions I've always wanted to do. Because every time we bring something into the collection that has a cat or a dog, I'm thinking, ooh, that would be fun in a show. And it was finally time to do those shows.
That's Jerry Smith from the Dayton Art Institute. Cats in Art and Dogs in Art are two exhibitions on now through September 14th at the DAI. I'm Larry Caressel with Arts Focus. How many works of art featuring cats and featuring dogs do you have in the collection?
Oh, we probably have more than 100. And these exhibitions each have roughly 20 some odd works in each exhibition.
And this is exclusive to the DAI.
Oh, yeah. These are things from the Dayton Art Institute's collection. Things we've been collecting from the time we're opened in 1919 to up to just this past year.
Does this combine paintings, photographs, sculptures, or all of the above?
Yes. All of the above, and it draws across collecting areas. So it's not just American or European, but it draws on all areas. And that's why the three curators, myself, Maria Postowaite, the Kettering Curator of Photography, and Peter Diebler, Kettering Curator of Asian Art. We all contributed, selected things. And when we had all of the images out and were thinking about it, we did a basic draft where we took turns selecting one and thinking how we wanted the exhibitions to go.
As a prolific photographer of my cats, I'm curious, what are some of your favorite cat works of art in this one?
For me, with my love of Edward Hopper, we have a fabulous drawing by Edward Hopper of a cat in four different sleeping, resting poses, which is really nice. Saul Steinberg cartoon of a cat weighed on the scales against a fish. It's just cute. And historical things, we have the netsuke, the little Japanese carved designs that would hold a man's kimono together. So really, it runs the gamut on what you're going to find.
And photographs, too.
And photographs, yes. We have this marvelous R.E. Kilborn image of Cookie, just a little kitten that's just meowing its head off. It's just so cute. We also have a great, which is new to the collection, Ali Friedlander. He was the fabulous street photographer that changed our ideas of photography in the 20th century. And this, his image of Albuquerque, New Mexico, that shows this dog just kind of sitting at the corner as if it's waiting for the light to change before he can cross. Jane Reese, another one, Dayton-owned photographer. Her work is in the collection. So yeah, we have paintings, drawings, photography.
What about the dogs in art?
Actually, that was the Friedlander is in the Dogs in Art. One of the things about these shows is we're looking at not only are the pets cute, but also with dogs, the history of being working animals, helping in the hunt, for example. We have an amazing fragment from a sarcophagus that is second century marble. So old Roman marble of dogs taking part in a hunt. You get to see different ways animals are thought of artistically, as well as the way we relate to them within the family.
And of course, the ancient Egyptians were big fans of their cats. Any Egyptian art in this too?
No, we don't have any Egyptian cats, but we do have Islamic work of a cat from the 13th century that's bronze. If you have a cat, you have a dog, get down there and take a look. These are fun. I guarantee you won't leave without smiling at least once.
Cats in Art and Dogs in Art are two exhibitions happening now at the Dayton Art Institute through September 14th. Get more details about this and other exhibitions at the DAI by visiting DaytonArtInstitute.org. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.